Ladies and gentlemen, we're not on the cheap. We're spending the big dough to bring in the big guy. Well, we haven't spent the dime. They do volunteer all their time. But they just sound like we spend a lot of money bringing them on board. And that is the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack, Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys. You can find them at tqag.com on the web. The Million Dollar Sound from Hobie Sound.
Good morning. There once was a crow from...
I always hated limericks. You know, I was never a big limerick guy. I don't know why. Maybe because
I can never remember them,
that. Was
I would like to know what that limerick is.
That's exactly what I was going to say. My memory was never good enough to remember the limerick, so that's probably why I was never a limerick guy. Well, anyways, we have 60 degree weather coming today, folks, up here. You know.
Wow.
Oh wow, that's backyard sunbathing.
That's good. Exactly right, and I have a turtleneck on like the idiot that I am.
Yeah, but you never know; it could turn again. We've been having warm, cold, and you know the same where you go out and that damp cold. I was walking the dog this morning, and it was just that damp cold. So, and a little bit of wind. Forget it.
Well, anyway. So what's new down with the appraisal guys?
Well, I got a phone call about, I guess maybe 3 days ago, 4 days ago, from our insurance man.
Yeah.
And it turns out that his mother is deciding to sell at this point. She's deciding but she wants to do it in a way that we really like to see people do it. She says, I don't want to wait until I'm dead. I want to sell my stuff now and divide it amongst my kids and just watch them spend it. Well, see how they spend it.
Well, that's nice. My mother decided to do that with her house with my brother Mark. She said, you know, I don't want the tax people to take it all away. So she, so years beforehand, she put it in his name. So it was in his name for several years. And there wasn't a big tax hit when she passed away.
Right. Well, and I thought it was good. I said, kudos to your mom. So yeah. We're doing the appraisal, and we're going to try to see if we can help get the where we're going to put the assets, where we're going to sell them for her, and let her divide the money how she wants to, so she can watch her grandkids have fun and while she's alive and enjoy it. So
right. Well, that brings her joy. That Marie Kondo or whoever is sweeping the country with, downsize and only keep the things that bring you joy. Greg and I were looking at her and saying, we've been doing this for 30 years. We've been telling people this for such a long time that, you have too much stuff. I'm glad that it's hitting a little more mainstream because when we started, people were thinking, no, the more stuff you have, the better. And now we're starting to see this whole embracing of, maybe we do have a little too much. Maybe we could get rid of some things.
Well,
and I'm happy to see that.
I think that it has to do with living long enough.
Sure. Yeah.
Goodness. You know what? That's very true. That is a very good. That's a very good point to make, Jill. That's very good because even 10 years ago, it was not really thought about, I'm going to live longer. But now, since it's kind of become our nation's consciousness, people are living longer and you have to make sure that there's enough money to go. Now grandparents, I would like to see more grandparents do this to downsize and spread the wealth amongst their family or their grandkids just to have them enjoy. And it gives them joy.
Yeah. It also gives them more control, in fact.
Yes.
And that I think as time, that's one of, I don't want to call it a generational change, but we have been in such high consumption for
many years.
So diplomatic. And I think that there's a point at which you really do realize that that consumption doesn't bring the same joy necessarily as actually engaging in life and your offspring and your offspring's
and
offspring
experience.
And experience.
Yes,
precisely.
Exactly.
So it's
the whole thing really, it does come down to as well as being positioned so that you know what it is and what you have. And that's the whole thing. I mean, to take what this whole movement has been, oh, if it doesn't bring you joy, okay, fine. But we come in and say, this may bring you joy because this is worth this. And if you sell it, you can get X. And we had a opportunity also where we had a son give us a call. We did the insurance appraisal for his mother over 10 years ago. And he said, well, she's in declining health, but, you know, she's, I think it's going through Alzheimer's and wants to make sure that they're going to have to move her out of her house now and into a facility. So he has to sell the real estate. And there's all sorts of things that are going on. And he needs to be guardian. So he does need to have an updated fair market idea of what not only the real estate is worth, but also the personal property. So he's working on that and contacted us and said, hey, we just need this for the court. And then eventually we may need to sell everything, but we don't know. And we said, look, we understand. We know what you're going through. We can help you because we luckily, you know, we are only required to hold on to all the notes and the file for 5 years. And this was over 10 years. But thanks to digital digital photos and PDFs, I don't get rid of any of those. And so I had those and was able to reference it as he was looking through our appraisal. He said, well, like this piece, what about this? And what about this? So I was able to answer some of his questions, and Greg will be doing the updated appraisal. But that's another instance where somebody had the foresight, and that was their insurance person, said, get these things onto a list here so that in the future, if something happens, this is why it's important. And now she, you know, the son just found the appraisal and tracked us down and said, hey, you know, I need assistance here. So perfect. Yep, we can definitely help you. So we've had those happen in the past as well, but it is important. And that's why when people think, oh, an insurance appraisal, I really don't need to have that done. Well, if you do have anything of value that you want to make sure that anyone else in the family knows that, yes, these are the pieces that are worthwhile, then have a report done and keep it with all of your papers, because as time goes on, it does become important.
Yeah. How long is it? 5 years, six? I.
Well, for what the Uniform Standards of Professional Appraisal Practice states is that you hold on to it for 5 years. And if there's any kind of just legal dispute, like ownership or value, or, you know, whether it's a divorce or an equitable distribution case, and let's say within that 5 year period, they do go to court, and then you have to hold on to it until that is settled, and 2 years after that to hold on to, just in case anything comes back. But our practice has always been to maintain the digital files, since it's easy enough to hold the PDF and a lot of the photos. So we have most of those things dating back to when actually we have all of our digital files from when we started. So that's easy enough, but that's what's required.
And how often is, if you have things, how often should you update your appraisals?
Well, I would say that would depend on the asset. Let's say that it's contemporary art, which we have done a number of appraisals on it. And contemporary art, it just depends on the markets, which fluctuate so much. And I would say we have done them after anywhere between 3 to 5 years have done a complete reappraisal or just update on an appraisal. But if it's things like household furniture and things like that, honestly, they're really, you don't need to have the stuff of everyday life updated probably maybe once every 7 years or so, because that's, as I say, that's the stuff of everyday life and not the higher end assets.
And it's being used and depreciation comes in. So it's the things that are more, and that's why just even in the example I gave with the son who gave a call, it was the artwork and things that are appreciable assets that we had focused on, not all of her other stuff. So that's basically because he knows, he said, well, that other stuff, it, you know, if we can get just a liquidator in there, that's fine. But these items, these, you know, 100 items, whatever it was, we really wanted to focus on. And that's what a lot of insurance companies will say, even if it's jewelry or with spikes in the marketplace, 3 years is usually when you want to update and take a look, unless there are other market changes. And just like what Greg said, it depends on the artist, it depends on the asset, really. Because there are some assets that have been continually going down.
Right.
There's no point. And that's where we come in as advisors and say, you know, oh, we've noticed in the marketplace that these items have appreciated. You may want to up some of your insurance, or they've done the opposite and you may want to lower your
And one of the things that we usually ask when we start to do, let's say, for example, an insurance appraisal is, would you like us to establish a minimum value where we, anything above this level, we will appraise because it is appreciable? Or would, you know, because there's no point in, unless it's, let's say that it's your first house and you want to have all of your furniture for replacement, that's one thing. But the assets that, let's say, for example, they do have some higher end artwork, and they could be appreciable, then we, if you're on a limited income or a limited budget, then we will ask, well, in order to keep the price of the appraisal down, would you like us to only do the appraisal on items valued at $10,000 or more? Or, you know, just give us some guidance, because there have been times when we've done appraisal on just maybe 5 items out of the entire household because they were pieces of art or silver or something that is a an appreciable, has appreciable value. And what happens is then when it comes time to update the appraisal, it not only saves time, it also saves money for the client, who we just need to update the appraisal based on the items that we appraised. So that's another approach that we use a lot of times as well. So it just depends on the value of the assets.
Gotcha. All right. Alas, we are out of time, but this is a to be continued because, of course, I have more questions. Don't you hate it when that happens? Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
And have a good week.
Hey,
okay, you too.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, the Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack, TQAG.com on the web with Appraise This.